Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
All right, here we go. Cranking up the power in football land. Turning on the switch.
I should probably have started the noise after you.
Yeah.
You did the switch, because then the switch would go
you were,
on.
You were doing the generator, and I was turning on the switch, which the power wouldn't have worked yet.
So there would be like a button before the switch.
That wasn't the switch to turn on the generator. It was just the switch to turn on the lights, which would be powered when the generator generates them.
Yeah, and so Mark, not currently here.
No.
He's on his way.
He's on his way.
He said he's on his way.
He's on his way.
He better be on his
way. Well, let's start before he gets here.
Yeah, let's start. With Mark, you never know how long it's going to be. He's one of those. He's going to at least have 2 or 3 toilet breaks. Isn't he? He's a man who likes to take his time.
He takes his time. As we know, he's reading the paper in there as we speak. So let's get on with Design in the Park.
Okay.
Let me take your hand. I want to take you to football land. It's built in the sand.
All right, what you got?
All right, this is called Yuri Geller Fucks Up Your Day at Football Land.
I like it already.
Okay, Yuri Geller, for those of you who might not know, was or is a famous mind bender?
Spoon bender,
like parapsychology. Paranormal trickster.
Does stuff with
magician.
His mind.
He's a magician, a mind magician.
He's a poor man's Derren Brown.
Yeah, he bends spoons. He claims to move objects, telekinesis style.
Did he befriend Glenn Hoddle?
Befriended Glenn Hoddle, I believe. He also befriended Michael Jackson.
Oh,
and he also claimed to have won the election in 2019 for Boris Johnson against Jeremy Corbyn.
He did.
Nowadays, I think Yuri Geller is in Israel, which is where he's from. Yuri Geller is connected to football in quite a few different ways. But my main one for this purpose is his two acts of claiming to have affected football with his mind. The most famous one was in Euro 96 when England played Scotland.
Yeah.
Scotland got a penalty. It was 0-0 at the time. Or was it actually 1-0 actually to England by then? Can't quite remember now. Anyway, we'd just conceded a penalty. Gary McAllister stepped up to take it at Wembley Stadium. Gary McAllister missed the penalty. It was saved. We went up the other end and scored. Yuri Geller afterwards claimed that he was in a helicopter circling above Wembley Stadium. And when the penalty was being taken, he used his mind to make the ball move slightly off the spot just as Gary McAllister was about to kick it.
Yeah.
So Yuri Geller kind of took credit for England winning that game.
Yeah.
Via his mind.
Yeah.
If you actually watch the replay of that penalty, you do see the ball move slightly off the spot.
Does move.
I'm sure that Yuri Geller also saw that replay. I'm not saying he's not a good showman, but I just don't believe. I mean, why didn't he just stop the penalty happening in the first place?
Yeah. Or why did he pay for a ticket in a helicopter? That's maybe he just likes watching football in an overhead view.
Yeah.
It's strange, but
Odd. And also, I'm not sure what the flight rules are, but can you just circle a helicopter above a stadium while a game's on? Is there not a sort of rule against that?
I think he paid for the privilege. You know, he was just really desperate. He loves that. Ever since those early football computer games.
Yeah, top down.
Top down.
World Cup Italia 90.
He really, when he watches it on the TV, it really does nothing for him.
Yeah. So he needs to be up top.
Yeah.
Watching.
Which is why he's moved to Israel, because they're a lot more lenient with that sort of thing.
Yeah. They're famously lenient with their flight paths.
Very, very. And so I just hope nobody tells him about drones, because that's going to sort of ruin his life.
Well, the second time he claimed to have an impact on football was at Euro 2020 in 2021, when he was about to go on stage in Israel.
Mm.
England were playing Germany in the knockout game, and Thomas Müller was bearing down on goal, right?
He was.
Yuri Geller claimed that he was watching the game on a phone.
This is pre-stage routine.
Yeah. He was about to go on stage.
Mm.
I've got a couple of problems with this, which I'll go into. He was about to go on stage. He was watching the game on his phone.
Yeah.
Thomas Müller bearing down on goal. And he commanded Thomas Müller to miss. And he claimed afterwards, according to a couple of newspapers, that he was the person who made Thomas Müller miss that shot on goal, which was basically, you know, a standard one-on-one that he'd score 9 times out of 10. Two problems with that.
Yeah.
What time was he going on stage? Because I don't know what the time difference is between England and Israel.
Yeah.
But that's a very late stage time for him, considering it was at an evening kickoff for us.
Yeah.
Secondly, what game have you ever watched on a phone that's been exactly live? Like, on Sky Go, it's like 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
And especially if you're in a completely different country. I'm not sure what his ITV player, his ITV hub is like over there.
Yeah.
And also, surely that is more of an impressive feat than anything he's about to do on stage. Why didn't he play the game on a big screen and just say, all right, guys, everyone gather around. I'm going to control this football match.
Yeah.
And how much of a football match can you control before you get brain damage?
Yeah.
Like, would Yuri Geller be able to control a whole passage of, like, Pep Guardiola-style tiki-taka football?
Ooh.
Or just a penalty shootout? Because also, what the hell was he doing for our penalty shootout in the final against Italy? Why was he... I mean, Thomas Müller bearing down on goal is obviously, that was, you know, that was a big moment. But could he not have helped us out in the final? Or did his powers weaken because of that initial effort? In which case, I'm saying to Yuri, you know, like, conserve your energy, mate.
Yeah,
you know, we had a penalty shootout in the final against Italy. Where were you for that?
It's tough, isn't it? Because he might say, Müller, he's seen into the future and he sees Müller as the turning point.
Yeah.
And he sees the Scotland penalty as the turning point.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
What, like a sliding doors sort of thing? This is the butterfly that flaps its wings.
Yeah.
This is the moment that's mostly important. Yeah. I can't help you after that because anything after that is a bonus.
Yeah.
But this is how it fits into football land.
Good, I was going to ask.
Basically, we have a lot of potential for accidents at football land.
So many.
Yeah, very.
So many.
Now, we're going to be liable for them. Yeah? Have you ever thought about that? The fact that we might be sued? We might be sued for anyone getting an injury with our rickety as shit rides.
Yeah.
You know, people might, like, lose a limb, they might drown, they might...
We're sort of counting on it, but yes, carry on.
People might get hurt, they might sue us.
Yeah.
So here's my absolute foolproof measure to make sure we never get sued at football land. All it costs is about $1 million a year.
Oh, okay.
Plus helicopter costs.
Ah, okay.
We pay Yuri Geller £1 million a year to circle above football land in a helicopter.
Okay. Does he ever come down?
No, he never comes down.
So we've sort of got to fuel him while he's up there.
He's circling above at all times. Anytime, and he can't resist this, anytime someone down there falls over, hurts themselves, inexplicably veers off the path and crashes, severely injures themselves.
Yeah.
Yuri Geller...
Almost every ride in football.
...will claim it. He won't be able to resist. He will say, that was me. That was my telekinesis, mind-bending skills.
This is good. This is very good.
I caused that person to have that accident.
Yeah.
So, anytime they sue us, we can say, and it's watertight, it's not our fault. It was Yuri Geller's fault. Sue him.
Yeah.
But they won't be able to sue him because he's in a helicopter.
Yeah, he's always up there.
He's always up there.
I think we should definitely keep him up there.
Yes.
We should like they do from those American reconnaissance planes when they sort of they fuel them from above, like a plane flies above and a hose comes down.
Yeah, a hose comes down and fits in.
And fits in somehow. Like
and
a,
you can
like an
you can change pilots because like you can winch a pilot out and winch one in.
It's
from
all going to have to be done. No, it's going to have to be done from underneath. The crucial thing with it, helicopter, is the rotor blade. We better not. So we could do it. Like
you could have a chute coming down for the wind, for the pilot coming out.
Yeah, like in you know when a house is being renovated and they've got those sort of
bucket things
that
for waste.
Put them into a
skip. Is that to wee down?
No, it's for, it's to throw the stuff out of the window into a skip.
It was just a really long, cool toilet.
No, it would be a great way to get home. Clocking off, lads. Like a fireman's pole. What a way to kind of finish your day. But I think it would be onto rubble and broken glass. Not
skips.
So good. But we could have them, yes, that would be great if they could, you know, they throw one of those and it sort of concertinas down, like,
yeah,
and they slide down it. And then we could just, you know, when window cleaners now, they don't really like ladders, do they?
No, they never use ladders. They've got a purifying water system.
Like that big long pole.
They've been scammed into buying.
And so I think we get one of those, we'll hire one of those guys to come and do his, like, and he's got like a, you know, 300 meter long pole.
Uh-huh.
That is a
what the helicopter pilot climbs up.
No, no that, I think that's how we refuel it.
Oh, okay.
Because they're used to pumping fluids high
into
the air.
Yeah, they are used to pumping fluids.
So
yeah.
I think he pumps the fluids high into the air, and that's how we refuel it. Without,
so how do you get the other pilot up there?
Maybe it's full of the air. Maybe we just have a really big aircraft.
Yeah,
we have a really big helicopter.
Yeah,
and it's just packed full of pilots.
Right, so you start off the year, January the 1st.
365 pilots.
And then one by one, when they clock off their shift, they go through a giant bucket.
One of those skip
buckets. Skip buckets. And then the next person takes their place. So you've got one pilot in there who's drawn the short straw, and he's airborne for 365 days.
Yeah.
And he only pilots the helicopter the last day.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, though.
Yeah.
So it's a great Christmas present.
Yeah. Or New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. So you can see some fireworks,
exactly.
At least.
Exactly.
Yuri Geller's looking down, and then he announces proudly, dare I say arrogantly, I caused that person there to twist their ankle. Then they say to us, you know, we've got a complaint to make. This is obviously dangerous, health and safety-wise. This is a terrible park. Who do we sue? And we just point up to Yuri Geller and say, he made you do it, mate.
Yeah,
and then they say, "How do we sue?" It was like it's international airspace; you can't sue. Just like, have you ever heard anyone in space be sued?
No.
I've never heard anyone. I've never
it's
heard.
You can't hear anything in space.
You can't hear anything in space.
Maybe we should just create a vacuum inside football land. So
yeah, above us. Well, maybe Yuri Geller's in a space station, and then we don't need any pilots.
That's true. That's a better solution.
Yeah, we don't need any pilots or staying there for a year. It's just him on his own on the International Space Station, looking down at drone footage, Google Earth footage of people falling over and claiming he did that, and then you cannot sue someone in the space station. And you know that keeps him. I mean, he clearly needs the column inches. And imagine how many newspapers are going to run that story every day.
He'd probably have a column in the Sun Sports section.
Just detailing all
just
the injuries.
A litany of
he's claiming that people have suffered in our theme park. But every day, like a normal person just on the tube reading the Sun and then just looking through this list every single day of just the injuries that Yuri has claimed that a theme park member has suffered.
But crucially,
that's terrible advertising though, isn't it? Why would they go to Football Land if they just saw how many injuries there are?
Well, why do people jump out of planes?
Yeah.
You know,
God,
why
so
do
true.
People go into a cave?
Yeah, why do people go into a cave?
Why would you go ice skating?
Yeah.
You know, it's for the thrill. Yeah. It's for the rush.
Yeah.
You know, it's to say, I went ice skating and I survived.
Yeah.
There's no other reason. Yeah. You know, I didn't end up in Yuri Geller's Sunsport column that was probably ghostwritten and just has a cutout of Yuri Geller's head and his signature somewhere on the page.
We could ghostwrite it. We could come up with, because obviously we've got to keep a tally of everyone that's injured themselves.
Yeah.
We'd send that directly to the Sun every morning.
It's just our accident book.
Yeah.
We print our the page of our accident book every day in the Sun with Yuri Geller's head above it. I mean, in truth, we can cut Yuri Geller out of this. As long as he signs up, we could just send him up on a Chinese rocket and just that's it. We just cut off communications and he's not coming down for a while. And it's a great...
Cause the only reason we need him up there now is so he doesn't get sued.
Yeah.
But why do we worry about that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it doesn't matter to us whether he gets sued or not.
No.
So we don't even need him in space.
He's going to sign that contract going, I am liable for all accidents that happen in football land. And once he's signed that, that's it. Get him on that rocket. Get him out. Get rid.
Okay, I think we're ready to vote.
All right.
Okay, all in favour of Yuri Geller will fuck up your day at football land, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. It's a firm aye. What I've got for you now,
yeah,
is called Pepe's PP take. Now, don't worry, it's not a toilet.
Right.
I've said before, yeah, too much toilet
spoiled stuff. Spoiled the broth, yeah.
Yes, we had too much of that in season one. Yeah. Towards the end, I think we're chocker with
toilets. We don't need any more toilets.
No.
No.
Well, let's not be hasty. We right. might need some ideas later. Uh-huh. So let's not write toilets off completely.
Sure.
Pepe's PP take is actually, it's an updating of one of the greatest pieces of sports television ever.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is internationally known, but in okay. the UK, very big. It was called Rio Ferdinand's World Cup Wind-Ups.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was
huge cultural activity.
It was a big moment.
Yeah, huge.
Pre-2006 World Cup.
It was just a 1.5-hour show.
It
wasn't
was a one-off.
But boy, did that
yeah.
did that cause a storm.
Leave them wanting more.
Oh, God.
None of this sort of Fawlty Towers or The Office 12 episodes.
No.
One episode.
1.5-hour ep.
Cultural epoch of its own.
Yeah.
Time stood still and everybody said, you know, what did you do during Rio Ferdinand's?
It was like the moon landings.
Yeah, yeah, like time stood still and you remembered every moment of it.
What Rio Ferdinand's punked
yes.
ITV punked show.
I'm glad you said punked because it was a direct rip-off of punked.
It was.
Which is essentially a direct rip-off of Beatles About.
Yeah. Can you remember any of the wind-ups?
Yes.
Go on.
Gary Neville was arrested by the police. There was Ashley Cole, he went to a charity gig.
Yeah.
There was a song. He accidentally deleted the vocal track, but he didn't. They'd played a prank on him.
Yeah.
Sean Wright Phillips got a waiter fired. Crouch got set up with some kind of dodgy investment deal between those Indians and Russians and stuff
yeah.
like that.
That feels like a Paranorama episode. That.
Again, it sort of echoes Sam yeah. Allardyce's yeah, yeah. kind of like...
And a bit of fake shake thrown
it
in.
It was a bit fake yeah. shake, yes. Rooney was it a dog thing.
A vet put a dog down.
Yeah.
Accidentally put a
yes,
dog down.
Child's dog died.
Killed a dog.
Yeah, I think yeah. Colleen was behind this one and she was like, let's make this as horrific as
yeah.
possible. Beckham had a kind of like erroneous driver. Sort of.
He got kidnapped. He got kidnapped.
Was it?
I think David Beckham got kidnapped.
I think he thought he got kidnapped. I think
and he legged it. He got out and legged it.
Yeah, because the guy was driving around for ages. He was
yeah.
supposed to be getting to a meeting and the guy just kept going around.
Yeah,
and he
yeah,
got really
yeah,
worried.
Yeah, yeah.
And then David James, I think, was the other one. And
Art gallery.
Broke some artwork.
That's right. Yes.
And most importantly, this show birthed the phrase, you've been murked.
Yeah. You've been murked.
And I can only assume that the reason they didn't call it You've Been Murked is because the makers of You've Been Framed
would have been
got really litigious,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, furious.
Yeah.
Because at the end of, instead of You've Been Punked, you know, in Ashton Kutcher, it was sort of Rio Ferdinand very stiltedly turning to the camera and going, you've been murked.
And there was a brief confusion because no one had ever heard the word
murked. Was.
So it was like, what, a Mercedes?
Mercedes?
Have I been run over by a Merc and I'm dead?
Mercedes?
That's because all of the, like, Beckham, etc., they thought they'd died. They
yeah.
thought they'd been knocked over by a
Mercedes. Have I been...
Is this an out-of-body experience?
Have I been invalided? Have I been waxed? Have I
yeah.
been hot waxed? Have I been sort of... Have I been overpriced?
Yeah.
Have I been shipped on a ferry from Germany?
Yeah. Have all I, of those things run through their heads.
It was
especially Sean Wright Phillips.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because he... Lots,
I don't think he even went to the World Cup, did he?
I don't know what Sean Wright Phillips ever did. I know he was...
Really nice guy.
Lovely.
Really lovely. Really likes golf. Lives in Arizona.
It's probably why we don't know much about Sean White Phillips, because he's a nice guy.
He's just a really nice guy. Okay. Really nice guy, a very gentle man, very clever.
Let's leave him alone then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure he can fend for himself, but he's. I don't think there's any reason to, apart from you're very small.
Don't do it. So, if we're going to bring Rio Ferdinand's World Cup wind-ups back, what better than the Merchant of Mischief?
Oh, Merchant of Mischief.
The master of shithousery himself. There's only one man that could properly do that. Follow you around all day at Football Land
and
work out what's really, what really is going to really get under your skin. It's Pepe.
Yeah, it's Pepe.
It's Pepe.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. And he's probably going to have to say, you've been murked.
Yeah.
But I don't think we tell him what it means.
Right.
We just go, Pepe, would you like to live out that bit of football that you love the best?
Yeah.
Just winding people up.
Yeah, $2 million a year.
Being an arse. I reckon you'd probably do it for free. If we go, we just go, we remove the football bit from your day.
Yeah.
Just go and be an arsehole.
Yeah.
I think he's in.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, he's snatched your hand off. We've probably got $2 million to give him, but no, he's in. Yeah, yeah. See, senor. He's Portuguese. But that's my best Portuguese.
Yeah.
And I think he has to, and he'd say, look, Pepe, just go and do what you do.
Mm.
Go and be the best Pepe you can be.
Yeah.
But when you've done it, can you just turn to the cameraman who's following you around and just go, you have been murked.
to just random guests.
So we've got two options here.
Yeah.
One, we can bonus incentivize Pepe, right? And it's just like, it's an added bit of flavour because you get a bit of interaction with Pepe. What a draw.
Yeah.
You go into Football Land. Oh, I hope you get murked by Pepe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, so we can have that. He's a bit like a kind of greeter in a restaurant. Like a maitre d'. Yeah. But it's shithousery. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? He's pulling your trousers down, or he's, you know, tugging on your hair when you travel away or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's either that. So it's just, he's a bit of flavour.
Yeah.
It's Pepe, what a coup for us at Football Land, or it's an extra thing that you buy as you go into Football Land, or in advance we could put it on the Football Land website
to annoy your mates.
It's a bit like The Game, the Michael Douglas film.
That's called
The Game, right?
Where
you buy a game and then you get messed with the whole day and you think people are trying to kill you. So your mom, for instance, it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's your 8th birthday coming up.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, we're going to Football Land.
Mm-hmm.
And as an extra bit of spice, a bit of added bonus,
mm-hmm.
she's going to get Pepe to make you think that he's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
What says happy birthday any more than Pepe following you around and, you know, tripping you up just as you're about to get on, you know, the Nigel de Jong clog flume.
Yeah.
So you fall into the sort
into
of mechanics.
The spit.
Yeah, into the spit and get flushed away. You're going down the clog flume, but you're not in the clog.
Yeah.
You're just floating down a spit and you think your life's going to end. And then just at the end, Pepe's waiting for you at the bottom.
Yeah.
Pepe's just waiting at the bottom going, you've been murked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're 8 years old, that means you were born a full 9 years after World Cup Wind-Ups was broadcast.
Exactly.
You would have no idea what you've been murked means. Does he do any other acts of, like, could he just go around, like, pulling people's windscreen wipers off?
Yeah.
Defecating on their cars and things like that. As a nice early morning, I've just got to Football Land and the fun and games are beginning.
Mm.
You know, a grown, like, former Portuguese international footballer has just climbed onto the bonnet of my car, has hired a car. So I'm worried about, you know, the... I'd say when you book a hire car in Qatar...
Yeah.
And it says,
insurance.
Like, yeah, full insurance. And also, you know, accidental damage from other acts of Pepe.
Yeah.
An extra, like, $50 a day.
Pay
but that's
it.
Fine because just pay it. Because
you don't know whether your wife has, bought you.
And also, it's random. In the car park, it's random. Because that's the early 9 till 10, Pepe will shit on your car.
Well, this is the crucial thing. If Pepe is the maitre d' of, he's the greeter of Football Land, then it is random. But obviously, if it's not, if it is the game option
from 10 onwards,
then
he can still poo on everyone's car, and then from 10 onwards,
that's
he can
true.
Target one person.
That's true. It's a way of drumming up business for the
game. Yeah, and it's just fun for everyone. Like, everyone gets to enjoy penne. Penne?
Penne. I like penne.
It's a good pasta.
Yeah, penne arrabbiata. Yeah. Yeah, spicy.
Pepe arrabbiata.
Yeah. And people like filming that stuff. I think it will pay for itself.
It's just him shitting on some spaghetti and making you eat it as one of the things.
Pepe shitting on your car bonnet is very TikTokable.
Oh, so TikTokable. Yeah.
We wouldn't need to advertise it.
IG Reels, Instagram Reels. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True. We could spend all day coming up with various things.
Could he live in a house made of dung, a shit house, in football land?
Yeah.
So, I like that. 9 till 10.
Yeah.
He has fun with everyone's cars in the car park. Yeah. 10 onwards, he goes into football land and he lives in his little shitty house.
I thought you were going to say 10 till 11, he goes and collects that back off your car.
Yeah, then plasters the rest of his
to go and finish off.
To do his dung.
He's putting a third level.
Yeah, or a conservatory.
Yeah.
Or just a loft conversion, like a dormer.
Yeah.
And then once he's finished rebuilding his poo house, he lives in it for a bit, and everyone says, "Oh, that's where Pepe lives, in his shit house."
It's a bit like a kind of like a troll.
Yeah, a troll. You don't want to anger him.
Oh no, stay
you
away.
You don't want to anger him.
Take
stay
a
away.
Wide berth.
And then inside his little house, he's got a fax machine, and he gets a.
Is that beep, also beep, made beep, out beep, of poo? Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. It's a Brother fax machine from Alan Sugar's company.
Yeah. Okay.
Which they still make them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're still
massive
there.
In
Japan. Still,
really? Really big in Japan.
Wow. And he takes the
also
piece of paper off.
Also poo faxes. Poo faxes. Also massive in Japan.
takes the sheet of paper and it says, "Greetings, Pepe."
Yeah.
Doris Wheeler's 8-year-old son. It's his birthday today.
Yeah.
I'd like you to...
Ronaldo.
Nearly kill him.
Take it as close to death as possible.
He is particularly scared of spiders, and he is allergic to nuts. Go wild, young man. I think I'm ready to vote.
I think we should.
Yeah,
I think all those in favour of Pepe's PP take, the updating of Beatles About, the updating of Punk'd, the updating of Rio Ferdinand's World Cup wind-ups pre-World Cup 2006. After three, say aye or nay. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Congratulations,
tense, because
it could have gone either way. It could have gone either way.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm going to football land, to football land, to football land. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
It's not built yet.
I guess this is Mark's bit now, isn't it?
Oh.
He's still not here.
No. I'll tell you what. I'll go out and find out where he is.
What?
Yeah, I'm just going to... Well, there's a toilet that I know of that he might be in.
He's probably...
It's the secret toilet. You know, the one where you've got to put a code in?
Do you remember when he locked himself in?
It's 1966.
Oh.
I'll go now.
Don't just leave me here.
All right, Ryan.
What?
Is Anthony not here?
What are you doing?
We're just coming in to do football land.
But Anthony's just gone to look for you.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, but he literally just, like, the door closed and you must have seen him on the corridor.
No. Did not see Anthony in the corridor.
All right, then. Anyway, did you just crack on?
Yeah, let's crack on.
Let's
do it.
All right, what have you got? What have you got, Mark?
What I've got for you today is Bielsa's bum bucket carousel.
I keep asking this question.
Yeah.
Is it a toilet?
It's not a toilet, no. No.
Because we've had a lot.
We
got very toileted.
We overdid the poo and the bums.
Although there are a lot of people that come to... theme parks, and we don't want queues for toilets. So, if it were, then maybe we should reconsider them at some point.
And there are a lot of people coming to the podcast who enjoy mention of poo, bums, willies.
We do get those messages.
Yeah. But no, sadly, in many ways, this is not a toilet. This is
a shame.
Based on the Argentinian manager of Leeds Football Club.
Yes.
Bielsa.
The mercurial. Is that the right word? People like him. There's a big...
And you're looking at me like you don't know why.
There's a lot of an appeal, but I was expecting more. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was expecting more.
Well, he's hailed as a football genius, and he's doing his best to disprove that theory this season.
I think I wanted the kind of 3-3-3-1 formations of old. I wanted real wizardry.
Yeah.
And sadly, I also wanted some smoking on the touchline, but, you know.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the kind of eccentric that could whip out a pipe at any moment and sit on the...
He might have those little tubes. Remember when Gazza did that, the Walker's ad, and they kind of, you know, to get those tears to squirt out, they put little tubes and then makeup over them, don't they? Maybe Bielsa's got a kind of vape in his pocket. And he's got some kind of tube wizardry going up in his nose, and he's just vaping all the time.
That would be amazing. I'd love to see in kind of the foreground of a shot that's mostly on the field of play, but in the foreground, there he is on his bum bucket, and there's smoke coming out the top of his head. That would be amazing.
But no one would know. Everyone just would think he was angry. He was about to have one of his famous sort of outbursts.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, we got as far as bum bucket go.
Bum bucket. So he famously sits on a bucket, an upturned bucket, and it looks deeply uncomfortable.
And not very much like a bucket.
No, but it has become known as Bielsa's bucket, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's weird.
What actually is it?
It looks to me like a kind of, a thermos, a big thermos you go camping with, doesn't it?
That's a really big thermos. That's a kind of couple of gallons.
Family of six?
It should be a bucket.
Like a builder's bucket.
Yeah.
Like a good old, like a plasterer's bucket.
Like a pail, yeah.
Yeah, maybe like black, lots of red, old sort of plaster sort of flopping over the sides.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of that.
It's been used.
Been heavily used.
Pre-loved.
This looks like it's been designed specifically.
Yeah.
Although not that comfortable, I do agree.
Yeah. I'm glad it's not one of those laundry buckets, because he's not a small, slim fella. If he sat on one of those, he would be
straight
on the floor.
Right.
Yeah. So he perches uncomfortably for most of the 90 minutes on what we're calling a bum bucket. And so this is a celebration. It's a ride that celebrates that. But just as he's working his muscle groups intensely, I mean, there's hip abductors.
Mm.
Abductors? That's not the right word. Adductors. Hip adductor. Glutes.
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 Glutes. Let's go with glutes.
And blutes.
Goots.
And flutes. He's working those flutes as he sits there. This is a kind of workout as well. So I'm thinking to combine the adrenaline thrill rush of a fairground ride with a workout, a genuine workout.
Ooh.
So originally it was a straightforward carousel. I think actually it should be a track that goes round the edge of a football field, preferably with a game of football going on in the middle.
Nice.
So at various intervals, you've got these bum buckets that you sit on.
Yeah.
Uncomfortably.
Yeah.
And you're not strapped in. That's a key thing.
Right. Are they sort of on a pole? Is it you like your traditional carousel?
Well, I'll come to that. I think there should be an element of that. Mm. But I'll yeah, it's slightly complicated that bit. So for now, the basic is you're sat on it and you're revolving around the pitch.
Nice.
At increasing speed. Ooh. But the bucket is also revolving. So you've got to try and stay on. You've got to like, I don't know how you intensify your own center of gravity, but you've got to really sit on that hard.
Yeah. You've got to find the sweet spot on that bucket.
Yeah. And the reason I'm delaying the whether it goes up and down or not is because I think if you're up for an even bigger challenge, you could sit on this ride in the way that Bielsa also sits by the side of the pitch, which is Son's bum bucket.
Ooh, yes.
Have you seen him do that?
The squat.
He just squats for sometimes 90 minutes.
Yeah,
and that's a really intensive workout for your flutes and blutes.
Yeah, I'm quite jealous. I'd like to be able to.
I can't do it for more than about a minute.
Yeah, you know, when you're sort of in a bookshop and you sort of crouch down to the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
And you're down there for 30 seconds looking for that title.
Yeah.
And then you get up and pins and needles.
Pins and needles. And also on the way down, at my time of life, there's often a little squeaky little tribute. The excitement of looking for a book.
It's nice that you know you can get them out in that way. Whereas the rest of us sort of have to, you know, it's a game of chance. Whereas, you know, you can go into a quiet corner in a bookshop and just do a little look at the Zeds.
Yeah.
And then go safely back to whoever you're with after a suitable period of time has gone by.
Yeah.
So you crop dust it round, maybe
crop dust the Z section.
Yeah. Crop dust the Z section and then go over and go, oh, yeah, I can find it.
And also discourage anyone else. Say, oh, those books are rubbish. You don't want to go anywhere near those books, at least not for another 3 minutes.
Totally overrated. Yeah. Forget him.
Yeah. I can't think of another author beginning with Z. So for those people that want an extra challenge, you'd need to squat on a bit of track that is capable of revolving.
Right.
So it's like a sliding bit of the turf that slides all the way round.
Yeah, or it could be the lid of the bucket.
It could just be the lid.
Because his bucket looks like it's got a lid. And that's where I question the bucketness of it.
Well, it's an upturned bucket.
Yeah. Has anybody ever seen inside it, though?
It's a very good point.
Has anybody turned it over and gone, oh, actually, this isn't a bucket?
There'd be like a chinchilla under there that he's strange enough to have a chinchilla pet. So the up and down element of this... And I'm going to change the title. It's originally Bielsa's Bum Bucket Carousel. I think it's more of Bielsa's Bum Bucket Ballet, because that just sounds nicer, doesn't it?
It does.
As these people revolve around the
pirouetting,
pitch.
Pirouetting,
and pirouetting as they revolve.
That's nice.
So the up and down element, I think it might be good if some kind of piston either punches up from inside the bucket, or if you're doing the added challenge of squatting without a bucket, you get sort of bum pummeled.
Yeah, bum...
Bummeled. And I think it can range, again, you can set your own challenge when you get on the ride. It can range from everything from a little kind of tickle of the undercarriage to a full on, it's gone right up.
Yeah, which sort of mirrors Bielsa's mood.
Yeah.
It can be very placid sometimes, so that could be a kind of little tickle. Yeah. You know, we played very well today, but done through a translator.
Yeah.
And then other times, outrageous.
That's a full-on anal fisting.
Full-on, probably two hands, I reckon. Which means it doesn't necessarily need to go down the middle. It could just go both buttocks.
Both buttocks,
which would kind of elevate you.
Yeah. Well, I think that's part of the challenge, isn't it? Especially if there's a football game going on, you've got to ride the bum pummeling.
Yeah.
So that you don't forfeit the game by entering the field of play by mistake. Yeah.
And if Bielsa was watching that game, could we attach electrodes to him so that his mood is the thing that's feeding the pummeling or the tickling?
That is a great idea. That's brilliant.
Okay. We're going round and round. Is that it? Is there no other sort of competitive element? Is it just just like a normal carousel that you kind of... It's a lovely ride.
Oh, no, it's not a lovely ride. It speeds up. It speeds up and gets nastier and nastier. Ooh. The object, from the ride designer's point of view, the object is to throw everyone off. If the 90 minute, and it's a full 90 minutes with half time, and you carry on revolving through half time, so it's an hour and three quarters. If anyone's left on it at the end of that, then, well, I for one will be bitterly disappointed.
That's nice. I like that they don't complete the full match. That mirrors Bielsa's sort of kind of combustible nature. You know, there will be those that get thrown off immediately. It's sort of his 2 day stay at Lazio.
Yeah.
It's sort of club football, he combusts, and it needs to mirror that. I think if anybody sort of gets all the way round, maybe they get an Argentina or a Chile kind of kit as a reward, maybe.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah.
But definitely, I mean, Leeds is probably his longest stay, isn't it? It's about 2 years he lasts at most clubs. So
yeah.
I reckon we're losing most people by half time.
Yeah, I would think so. And I think just a nice little... Where's Wally type Easter egg is when you do your press conference afterwards, there's a wall behind you and Frank Lampard just pops up and has a look.
That's nice.
Just watches and it's not referred to and then he pops his head back down again.
Do we think it's probably time to
have a little jiggy
vote on this?
Yeah. All those in favour of admitting Bielsa's bum bucket ballet into Football Land say aye. 3, 2, 1, aye.
Nice.
That's good.
I mean, we can't not have a theme park dedicated to football without Bielsa.
Yeah.
Or his bum bucket.
Yeah.
Footballland. Oh, wow.
Gosh.
I mean, it worked out all right in the end, but where is Anthony? I mean, I don't know how you miss each other. The corridors, there's only a door at one end and a door at the other end. I don't know how you do it.
The door I came through was still swinging on its hinges, so I can't have missed him by far.
God. Anyway, so that was another Football Land, and I guess that was kind of... That was everything.
Yeah.
And you come back, and like we said before, like if you like stuff, and share it, because we didn't do a lot of that last. You should share it and tell your friends, but like in a very casual way, not in a desperate way, because we wouldn't want that to happen.
No.
But
only mention it to people you think will love it.
Yeah, that's true.
And if they don't, then it's sort of your fault, not ours.
Yeah, and if we see any of those sort of comments or any of that stuff, we're coming.
We're going to find you.
We're going to find you. So they're the conditions for liking and sharing Football Land, okay?
Yeah.
All right, then.
See you next time.
See you next time. Football Land.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.